I understood everything that you
I know
just
you
said.
Did. You've been around me long enough to know that my grunts and groans and my paraphrasing means something good is about to happen.
Yep.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Uri Geller will join us later on in this hour. We have the usual cast of characters. I'm always thankful to have Roberta here and Jennifer and Richie and Ken Kessler is monitoring our social media. Along with the discussion of what's gone on in Boston is another story that is related to it because everybody's jittery. Police have evacuated a commuter train in my hometown of Framingham, according to CBS News this morning. Apparently, there is on the website for the Transit Authority feature. I guess you can do this anywhere. There's tweeting going on and Facebook activity. So somebody tweeted that police came to the train because of what was monitored on Twitter. And I don't know any more about it, Kenny, than that, whether you can find out from the CBS website. There were riders that were suspicious of some unattended items on the train. Now, is this what's going to happen? Are we going to have every time you're on
for
an Amtrak train or whatever you see something laying around, the train station, bus station, everybody's going to get all
you
screwed.
You know what? You should, though. I mean, if this is what the new normal is
this
for
is
us,
normal. Yeah.
Then this is what we need to look out for. We don't need to be crazy about it, but we should keep our eyes open.
It happens all the time here in D.C. Once a month, we get some kind of closure of roads or the metro or something like that. Because of a suspicious package.
Yeah.
And that suspicious package ends up being somebody's groceries that they forgot on the train or a backpack that was left or something like that. Or a car that has a box on the front seat and somebody gets suspicious of that car and that box. But it always happens for, you know, a couple of months. People are really alert and aware.
Yes.
And that's a great thing.
Yeah.
And then you kind of start to slip back into your, you know, your normal mode and it goes back to normal.
Yeah. What, Kenny, are we getting for response? You have posted the One Fund flag at DougSteffen.com, which is something concocted, I think, by the mayor of Boston and the governor that is aimed at helping people make sure, again, by the way, as an aside, look out for the scams because there are a ton of them. But what sort of reaction are we getting to your posting of this flag on our Facebook account?
Just a lot of people liking it and reposting it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's cool.
It's an obvious way that you can help, and it's it was set up by the governor of Massachusetts and the mayor of Boston, so it seems to be credible, at least as opposed to a lot of the scams that you're seeing out there.
Yeah.
As far as the commuter train goes, somebody at the Southborough station, which is the stop. Before Framingham, told people not to board the next train.
Really?
And,
and that's
somebody overheard it, and
bingo.
That's why they stopped it and got everybody off.
They run the trains about every 14 minutes for an hour. I think it's four trains an hour during 7 to 8, and then they have three trains between 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. And they're heavily used, as you can imagine. It's about a 35-minute ride into Boston on the commuter train. This is a bedroom community, a bedroom area of Boston. And, again, there's something crazy about the fact that it's on the route of the marathon, and that'll spook everybody, too. And the train station is right next to the road that the race is on. I mean, it's there. If that's the road, the train station's right there. Who knows what crazy people are thinking. Or maybe somebody just does stuff like that. As Jennifer suggests, it's a lark. Okay, we'll say that and see what happens. I want attention. Or I want to see how much power I have, the power of suggestion. So something, again, going on related to that. Also at DougSteffen.com today, trending is the aspartame story from the Food and Drug Administration. Comes word, actually this is from the National Dairy Producer and Dairy Foods Association, the Milk Producer Federation. All these groups are asking the FDA to alter the definition of milk to include chemical sweeteners like aspartame. So instead of drinking milk that's always, you know, you see the cow up there, and this is wholesome, this is pure, this is natural, this is milk. No, from now on, they will put aspartame in it that will help the taste because, as I have said here a number of times, based on my being a dairy farmer all my life and being around cows all my life and what I know about raw milk, the things that are in the raw milk when it is produced, bring it to a facility where they cook all the bacteria, anything that might be bad in it, then they cook out the flavor, they cook out the nutritional benefit, so there's nothing left. And milk sales are going down because it doesn't taste like it. The flavor's all gone. So this is a way for them to add some flavor to it. So you'll think, wow, this is wholesome. This is a great taste. Let's have some more of this milk. When in fact what you're drinking is a chemical that causes cancer. Brilliant. Let's thank the FDA. Everybody, a round of applause for the FDA. Hooray!
Yippee for those guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
All right, so we have a the story and the ability for you to send a comment in between now and, I think, May 21st. But there is you can look at this thing, and one of the things I get a kick out of is that the FDA has in a separate part of its website a list of things that are documented to cause all kinds of problems, cancer, et cetera, and top on the list is aspartame. So one part of the FDA website, they talk about aspartame being dangerous. Another part of the website, they're talking about allowing it to be put in milk. Does somebody want to make some sense out of that? No, hearing nothing, I'll move on.
No, how do you make any sense out of
it? It's just more of the same government by money. That's all it is. There are thousands of adverse reactions that are reported and recorded on the FDA website. I mean, who's running the ship there?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't anybody look at, okay, one page says aspartame is bad, stay away from it. Another page says, okay, let's put it in milk.
This is where you have to run guard on your own health, though, because you have to now look at ingredients. I mean, I heard you talking about aspartame earlier, and what people don't know is that it's used in yogurt. If you buy low-fat yogurt, aspartame is usually the number two ingredient.
Anything that's low-fat.
Mm-hmm.
No fat.
All right, so there are a bunch of podcasts there at the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund website. Also, next to that at DougStephan.com, a picture of a dog pooping.
Oh.
And a little poop from the cat. We've been criticized for this. You got any more shots taken at us because of this, Kenny?
No. In fact, somebody said that they have a Great Dane that they were going to...
Ew. Big dog.
Heavy alarm.
Those are big dogs.
We're suggesting that you send some poop to the Westboro Baptist Church, and we have the address for you to send it at DougStephan.com. Hopefully that'll go viral. I'd like to see that. But why are you taking a big deep breath?
For some reason, it made me think about the ricin being mailed to the Capitol.
So you think maybe we shouldn't do it?
I'm just wondering whether anybody's going to get verklempt about us sending, waste in the mail.
Really?
Well, if you use kitty waste, it looks like almond roca.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
You disguise it as granola.
Yeah. You're like, here's some candy, Mr. Phelps. Enjoy.
That's a great idea.
No, don't mind if I do. Thank you.
A man who quit his airport job to focus on his dream of running a cake business.
Mm.
He spent 2 hours etching his resignation on for his business from a... Look at this picture at DougStephan.com from today's show. Chris Holmes decided to quit his job at an airport. He said he decided the cake was more appropriate. He's becoming a baker. And so he made a cake and put his resignation on the frosting of the cake.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
At least he gave him something to eat. That's nice.
Yeah, right. On his 31st birthday, happy birthday. Here's my resignation. See you later, alligator.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
What a nice way to say goodbye, though.
Isn't that nice? Right, exactly. Jennifer, you were talking earlier about the fellow from Louisiana who was arrested for stealing a car so he could get to an audition for the X Factor. How did he do? Did he get
there?
That's
a really good question, Dougie, because I wasn't talking about that earlier.
Oh, I thought that came. Was that me that it came from that?
That was you.
That was you. That was me.
But it sounds like a good story.
How did he do? Detective Daniel Suzona Says 20-year-old Orion Wilson. It's okay, I can handle it.
Preparation first is my middle name. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Preparation H.
But H.
I,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Anyway, Jacksonville, Florida is his home. He's in jail awaiting transfer to another jail and a bond hearing. He was chased around after police say he took a Pontiac Grand Prix. Wanted to get to the audition. He'd already been once, and he was going for a second audition to the X Factor. Nobody would take him, so he decided to take matters into his own hands, so to speak. He's on $500 bond and resisting arrest. Apparently, he was driving really.
That could be his talent. Just stealing cars.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see if he makes it.
Did they take pity on him at America's Got Talent, maybe?
Mm-hmm. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. I'll point your attention to something at DougSteffen.com as well. Over on the right-hand side of the homepage, top of the column, where you see lots of information about a lot of products that we talk about here on the air. If you're interested in an all-natural sexual health supplement for men, interesting because usually, as I've said this before, it's not unusual. Mostly women buy this stuff for their men. So women who are interested in helping your man along, if you one of the deals here is that if you buy two, you'll get another one free. And if you enter the code DOUGFS, you'll get free shipping and handling for a product called 112. It's a supplement for men that women like. Male sexual issues are something that seem to be taboo sometimes, but it's good conversation and always gets a sort of wry smile. 18 after on Good Day.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40. With no big changes in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-663-2773. That's 1-800-663-2773.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Go gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Outstanding. The music that was in the top five on April, let's see, what is this, mid-April, I guess it is, mid-April 1986, third week of April, saw the Pet Shop Boys at number five in terms of pop music. West End Girls, English group, story about the girls in the West End of London, which is not, the West End is a lot different than the East End, let's put it that way. And you can, the Docklands over in the East End of London, not exactly the classiest place in the world. Number four, a group called Falco. I forget the story behind this. This was not about the movie, was it?
It was from Dangerously Liaison, remember?
No, I remember the movie, though.
With Glenn Close. The song was in it.
Okay. Next, number three, as we go through the top five from this week in 1986, this is a Robert Palmer. Good pop song.
This is kind of the history of MTV here with this video, with the girls in all black dresses and the guitars,
red lipstick,
kind of pale, going, moving back and forth. When you look at the history of rock and roll back in the 50s, and then you look at the history of video rock and roll, this is definitely one of the icons.
So Robert Palmer here at number three. Number two, that's a fun song, The Bangles.
Just another manic Monday.
Susanna Hoffs.
All electronic. This is pretty much all electronic music.
Just her voice.
No, no, I'm talking about her. I'm talking about what's in
the keyboard
in the background. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's, they played it.
What did they play? What instruments are in this?
Guitar, bass, drums, and a keyboard.
Guitar.
There's the piano.
Bass. Yeah, okay. Drums. And keyboard. But doesn't it sound like a lot of music for just those four instruments?
No, it was the four of them. That's about it.
Huh. All right.
Suzanne Hall played the bass.
Don't you like how Richie always contradicts me?
Oh, it's good. I'm not contradicting you. I'm correcting you.
Oh, excuse me.
Big difference.
The two C words.
Contradicting is just for fun. Correcting you is...
just for the audience's fun. Just another Manic Monday, number two.
And I have to play this number one song. I have to play it from the beginning because...
Prince is here with number one.
Love
it. Called
this is one of the greatest R&B song of all time. I love how he goes from the in this from that falsetto up high, and then when he gets into like his regular voice, it's a great song.
I like Prince. It's not my favorite Prince song. Maybe yours, but
well, we can't play my favorite Prince song.
No, okay. Well, we can.
Not appropriate.
Well, good for you.
Which one is it?
Yeah, all right.
Tell sexy about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Jane Seymour, speaking of that, has kicked her hubby out, James Keach. 20 years of marriage. She said, I've had enough of him, and tossed him out.
Wow.
Next. Right. All right, it's 27 at the hour on Good Day.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Because Jan switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators' 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy-click hardwood from $139. First quality bamboo flooring from just $149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's always good to put things in perspective.
33 past the hour, okay. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Uri Geller, our friend in England who is the masterful mind person, great, great motivator. He'll be with us in a few moments. In the meantime, the State Department of Natural Resources in Delaware has offered this week repurposed rain barrels to help people conserve water. You'll be able to get them this week if you live in Delaware. Maybe a good idea for other states as well. You pay $59 for them, and you'll be able to collect rainwater and use it for who knows what. I'm not sure. Well, I guess gardening would be a good place. You put it into these barrels and use it for rainwater.
You see them all over the place in New York City.
Right.
Yeah, well, makeshift swimming pools? Hey.
They make swimming pools out in dumpsters here.
Remember the story last, was it 6 months
ago?
Yes,
they do. They do. Seriously. They make swimming pools out of dumpsters.
Do you remember the story 6 months ago where the woman was found dead inside the rain barrel in Los Angeles?
Oh, in the hotel. Yeah. Yeah.
That
story absolutely disappeared from the media, by the way. It was all over Los Angeles, and now it is gone. I have no idea. I'm going to have to look it up. No, not that I know of. I have to look it up and see what happened.
Yeah. That's interesting. Isn't very interesting.
All right, what else is interesting?
Isn't it, though?
We have a one-click disposable burner? What the hell is this?
This is cool. This is a very cool story. So anybody who ever watched the TV show The Wire about, you know, in prison knows that the term burner means disposable phone. So let's say you were going to plan a drug deal, or you're going to plan a robbery, and you need to make some phone calls for this. What you would do is go to the 7-Eleven, buy a disposable phone, use it one time to coordinate, and then throw the phone away. So it was untraceable. So that's where the term burner comes from. So there was an app created last year for iOS for Apple, and now it's just come out for Android that gives you this same ability to have a throwaway phone number. Use it once and get rid of it. Huh. And you say, why would people want to use a throwaway phone number? And why would it become popular unless you were going to use it for some kind of illicit behavior?
Right. Illegal stuff.
Well, apparently there are some popular uses for a throwaway phone number, such as Jennifer's in a bar. She meets a guy.
That's the first thing I thought of, dating, baby.
Not sure she wants to give him her real number, so she has a burner number that she gives him. And if she doesn't like him, she throws the number away.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say you're going to put an ad on Craigslist and sell a sofa. And you don't want your phone number hanging out there
That's
on Craigslist for months at a time. So you use a burner number. And then when you're done, you throw the number away.
Now, can that be hooked onto your regular cell phone?
Or yes.
You get a separate cell phone?
Nope. It's an app, and it rings right on your cell phone. And then when you're done with it, you throw away. Now, I have to imagine, and you picked the area code for this. When you download the app, you get one free burner number. And then after that, you get charged anywhere from $2 for 3 credits, which I think is 3 numbers. So it costs you a couple dollars. And it lasts about 7 days or 20 voice minutes or 60 texts, whichever comes first. But I just think it's an interesting idea, because when I first heard about it, I'm like, well, great, helping the drug dealers and the thugs out here. But there's a lot more uses for it where people can use a throwaway phone number.
Mm. It's good for app for Androids and iPhones.
It just came out for Androids.
Yeah, it just came out for Android.
All right, 22 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program in Indiana. A House committee has approved a proposal that will require all public and charter schools in the state to have an employee, at least one, on the grounds of every school with a loaded gun, especially during school lunch hours. This is what's going to happen around the country. Going to be a lot of this
My
stuff.
My brother's a cop at a charter school.
Yeah. All right. Also, at DougSteffen.com today, a nice story about a woman who was rescued by a lifeguard when she nearly drowned in a pool as a 5-year-old, has found her hero 50 years after her brush with death. Edie Rothstein from Ramway, New Jersey, sitting on the edge of a pool at a club in Long Island, when she slipped in. She says, I can remember being underwater and screaming. A young lifeguard jumped in, gave the girl mouth-to-mouth resuscitation for several minutes. She regained consciousness, saved her life, and that's all she knew about him. She's always wanted to thank him, she said. So she took the task upon herself and found Larry Brickman, who was 21 years old, a medical student at the time. He now lives in Florida. She found him. Paid for school. He knew CPR, et cetera, et cetera. So he was working as a lifeguard, paying for school. He said, if I hadn't been there, she probably would have succumbed. They had met in person that day, and she was using somehow or other the usual stuff, Google search, found his phone number, got an answering machine, left him a message, and she said the final words to him when she hung up, decided to call her back. This was one of those things that when you hear the story, you feel warm inside, because there's always somebody in our lives that we want to thank for doing something, and oftentimes you can't find that person, you don't know where it is, but it's a testimony to technology, I guess, much as anything else. You can do it, and there's a perfect example.
That's a cool story.
It is a good story. It's at DougSteffen.com. Hurry in a moment here on Good Day.
Discover card.
Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Okay, everybody, so Jim is going to take us all through the company's plans for marketing, sales, and manufacturing for the next 5 years across every facet of our global business. Then, we'll break for lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Jim?
Okay.
Growth. Ha! Great presentation, Jim. Thank you. Lunch, everybody?
Lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings. Amazing burgers, deliciously hot wings, and great sports. That's a lunch you can't wait to get to.
Who wants more wings?
Oh, yeah!
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Uri Geller joins us now. I was going to say Uri joins us, but I got to give you a last name. Although most people, when they hear, if they know about Uri, it's one of those names, Uri. I think Uri Geller. Like when you hear, let's see, what's another example? Who is that great soccer player? Paulo, right? You know, when you hear his name. Isn't that his name?
Yeah. Pele,
him too.
Pele.
All right, so just out of curiosity, I wonder what sort of thinking, when you saw everybody's talking there, because the London Marathon's next weekend, and the Boston Marathon certainly has caused a stir. What are people saying in England? Your hometown is a little village near Reading, which is not far from London. So what's the yak over on the island about this?
Oh, well, you know, the news was inundated by it. Both on the BBC and Sky Television, ITV, Channel 4, everyone was reporting it. Of course, it wasn't reported as heavily as, you know, in America on all the networks and Fox and CNN. Also, it was kind of shadowed by Thatcher's funeral today and the controversies. that were, you know, being created by a small group of people, mainly youngsters, who planned to shout or, you know, do little demonstrations. So there was a huge, huge police force and secret service all around the funeral because dignitaries came from all over the world. Even Benjamin Netanyahu arrived with his wife, the Prime Minister of Canada, and then kings and princesses and so forth from all over the world. So they had to be guarded. And, yeah, so that news kind of overshadowed what's going on right now in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the thing that we were concerned about is the way people took the message. There's a post at DougSteffen.com. This is something that is trending. There are a lot of people following a Facebook post by an actor named Patton Oswalt, who, is, I don't know if you've seen this or not, he had some interesting things to say. His thoughts about the attack, which he posted to his Facebook page. I'm going to read a little of it. I remember when 9/11 went down, my reaction was, well, I've had it with humanity, but I was wrong. And there was an email that one of my listeners sent. There's more or less the same thing. The world is full of good people. A few people are bad, and they make for these circumstances, which then sort of focus on what good there is in the world and what good people are. And
basically looking evil in the eye and saying you will always be outnumbered by good.
The good guys outweigh the bad guys. And I wonder how, I mean, that's as soothing and gentle as you can come up with, don't you think?
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, I'll tell you what puzzles me and surprises me. I'm actually amazed that so far they just found the pressure cooker. I mean, where were all the security forces and police and FBI and Secret Service and that and all the cameras? Because like England, I understand that Big Brother in America is pretty active.
Yeah.
So there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of cameras rolling and filming all the time. How come I don't get this after so many hours that they still do not have a suspect in custody?
Because this was put there. This was laid down behind a reviewing stand where there were no cameras. So this was a duffel bag or sort of backpack, and it was laid down in front of this store. And, you know, there were people coming and going all the time with all kinds of stuff all over the place.
Somebody has this guy's picture on their phone, and they just don't realize it yet. So at some point, somebody's going to be going through their pictures and notice something suspicious and hand it over.
Yeah. I think
and the pressure cooker was blown up on the roof of the building. So
In Israel, Doug, bombs are being planned to be exploded in the streets of Israel all the time. But our security services have managed to create a web, a deterrent, almost like, you know, we spoke about the Iron Dome shooting down missiles. We've got this incredible intelligence service that alerts the, you know, the security forces before anyone even enters Israel or as, let's say, as a suicide bomber. And I've heard people voice their concerns. I've seen this on American news. Why don't we learn from the Israelis?
Oh, yeah.
And the question is, well, what do you mean?
Well, we do always, we're often saying that, but people don't take it seriously, or they say it's a small country. I mean, there's all kinds of excuses that people give for not doing their job. In this circumstance, there are, you know, we just have so much political interference with things that make sense. There are too many people here, Uri. It's not like Israel where there are, what, 30, 40 million people that live there. I don't even think that many. Is it? It's less than that. I think it's, I'm forgetting exactly, but those people are easier to deal with than 300 million people over here, 87 different opinions about all kinds of stuff. It just doesn't work the same because we have too many people. And I think that's really what the bottom line is on this. I always love talking to you because you always make all of us think. Uri Geller, go to his website, URIGELLER. There is a question that's a good one there, who wasn't doing their job, and a question that may be answered hopefully sooner than later. Uri is here with us on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle. GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
It was an act of terror as a city recovers and the investigation continues. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama calling the Boston Marathon explosions a heinous and cowardly act, and for the first time used a word many of us were already using.
Given what we now know about what took place, the FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism.
And the president said the investigation is continuing.
It will take time to follow every lead and determine what happened. But we will find out.
President Obama will be in Boston tomorrow for an interfaith church service dedicated to the victims of the Boston Marathon bombings. The explosions left 3 people dead, nearly 200 others injured. Hundreds turned out at candlelight vigils last night. One of them held in Dorchester, Massachusetts, in the neighborhood where the Richard family lives. 8-year-old Martin Richard was one of the 3 killed. His mother and sister remain hospitalized. It was his dad who ran in the marathon, and he has expressed gratitude for the overwhelming show of love and and support for his family. Another vigil took place in the heart of Boston, the Boston Common.
When everybody raised their candles and you could see the American flag, and it was peaceful, but it was also a reminder of how united we are as a neighborhood.
And among the many heartwarming stories we're hearing of what took place in the aftermath of the explosions, this participant said Boston residents invited foreign runners into their homes after they were stopped short of the finish line.
Those people ran 25 and a half miles. They cannot get, you know, to their bags to get food. They have no money. They have no cell phone.
And quite a few runners from out of town said they originally planned to make this a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but in light of what happened, they vowed to return next year. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips. Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Throw you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw down roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
On Wall Street, after big losses on Monday, solid gains yesterday. The Dow up 158 points, closing at 14,757. S&P gained 22, NASDAQ up 48. Oil prices basically flat, finishing at $88.72. So, were you flying American yesterday? And by American, we mean American Airlines, and there were problems yesterday. The airline forced to ground all flights for several hours yesterday due to a nationwide glitch in its computer system. Over 400 flights were canceled and numerous others delayed, but according to American Airlines, everything is back on track now. The NFL mourning the passing of a broadcast legend. Pat Summerall has died at the age of 82. He worked for CBS from the early 60s right through the early 90s before moving over to Fox. The Pat Summerall, John Madden broadcast team was recognized as the best for over two decades. Summerall was also a player, playing college ball at the University of Arkansas and moved on to play in the NFL. Fell in Detroit, Chicago, and in New York with the Giants. And finally, in the aftermath of the attacks at the Boston Marathon, there has been an overwhelming show of support for the entire city of Boston, some of it from the world of sports. In the Chicago Tribune sports section yesterday, words of support under a headline that proclaimed, "We are Chicago Red Sox, Chicago Celtics, Chicago Bruins, Chicago Patriots," and below the words, "Hang in there, Boston." And you have New York City, the Big Apple versus Bean Town, two cities tied together by geography and a rivalry that goes beyond sports. But when you're talking rivalries, you're talking Red Sox and Yankees. Last night, Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, where the Yankees hosted the Arizona Diamondbacks, and at the end of the third inning at Yankee Stadium last night, Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline, a song always heard at Fenway Park in Boston, as with the support displayed by the city of Boston for New Yorkers in the aftermath of 9/11, New York City is doing all it can for the city of Boston. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.